how thick to plant it. Ralph told them, said, now, you don't even make a stalk. But they were going to make so many bushels to acre. Well, it did come up and get some of it get about that high and yaller. But they didn't make any corn.
You don't raise any corn here?
Huh? No, we... Now, I carry the mail a little once in a while, and fool around over here on this place, help feed the cattle.
This bunch of black cattle that you...
Now, you saw that fence. Well, all the way from right this side of the highway, you know, where that new fence is put in, on the right of the road there, there's a big gap. Come plumb on out to right over there. Me and her built that right over. Then that fence is about 60-something acres right south of the road that we built. Well, I got two old boys that helped me start it, but we finished it up. I mean, did, but well, there's a six-string fence that goes from the road to his corral down there that we put.
You're looking fence, too.
Well, now we could build other fences, but they don't get ready. But I tell you what, when you build a fence like that, that's hard, slow work. You've got to work at it, and it's hard work.
Yeah. What kind of fence is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's just a barbed wire fence.
Barbed wire.
12.5 gauge barbed wire. And
did y'all ever have any other types of fences here that you remember?
Woven one. Rail fences. Did you ever see a rail fence?
No.
Well, they had a lot of rail
fences. Oh, the ones that went like this.
Yeah.
Did you ever have some up at the top that you might use to keep the animals from going over?
Yeah, cross it. You know, where that rail cross is laying this way, that way, this way. Well, you laid your rail across there to keep them from getting hemmed up in that corner, you know, pushing the top rail.
He never did even see a paling fence.
What was it? What was that?
A paling fence?
Yeah.
That's just a, we'll say a, did you ever see a board?
Well, yeah.
Well, I've seen a board, yeah.
Well, you take a throw, you know, and slice that off. That takes pretty good lumber. Well, it takes better lumber to make a paling, because if you want a paling, most of them are 4 to 6 foot long.
About well, 4 inches wide.
About 4 inches wide.
Then you sharpen them at the top.
Sharpen, paint them white, run around your hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a paling fence. You ever seen any? Now, what might you make out of stones or anything, or rocks or anything like that? Like the old Mr. around his house, he's got a...
Sam has got a concrete fence, ain't he?
They've got a, around his house he's got a rock. Mm-hmm.
But he's got rock set and then the concrete poured behind him.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But y'all might have rock fences up here.
Not many like that. No, just rock piles. What we got here just throwed out.
Rock walls.
Where we carried them out of the cotton patches, you know. And got them out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can take a dozer and pile those rocks up and cover them up, or dig a hole.
Yeah.
There's two old barns over there that I tore the roof off of for that old boy. He just took a dozer and set fire to them, dug a hole and buried. And you know, you can take a dozer and make a farm if you want to, if you got the money. You just about make it. If you got a pile of rock, and just pile them up there, and dig a hole and bury them. And you're gone. There's one rock fence right out here. We didn't put it there, but the Uncle Henry man we bought this from. I come very near having that done last time I had a dozer in here just covered up, you know, but I didn't. So it's still there.